Here on Rotman Hood Radio, it's nice to welcome in Joyce Ferrantino, who is a physical therapist for the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. Joyce, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me.
And the topic we're going to be discussing today, falls, their prevention, and if you do fall, rehabilitation therapies, because especially, I guess, in our area with the aging population, falls become more and more and more commonplace.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, that's part of the process of aging. And statistically speaking, they say like one out of four people over the age of 65 will experience a fall, and oftentimes they end up having to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different things. It's funny. There have been clinics which teach people. How to fall in certain ways to protect certain portions of the body. But really, when you're talking about someone who's 65 or older, and myself is now, I'm included in that category, when you fall, there's just a number of things that can go wrong, anywhere from your ankles to your knees to your hips to your hands to your elbows, your shoulders. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
Right, and then, of course, if you hit your head, I mean, then there's the whole problem of a head trauma. So, yeah. And if you're an elderly woman and you suffer from osteoporosis, which is a common thing, you're really prone to fracture if you go down.
So now, when, let's say something like this happens where you fall. And I know for me, I've used Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association at my home after I've had surgeries, that before physical therapy starts, to make sure everything's going all right. Let's talk about, Joyce, how you as a physical therapist in Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association deals with preventing falls and also the therapies you do have available for people.
Okay, well, one of the things that I do as a physical therapist here is when I first go into a person's home, I look for fall prevention strategies. I try to help them problem solve how to keep themselves safe in the home. And if anybody who knows me knows that I absolutely hate those scatter rugs because they tend to trip people. But I'm looking, you know, for clear pathways and no obstacles and rugs that don't trip people up. And, of course, I'm a big advocate for things like grab bars in the bathroom. They find that most of the falls that happen in the home happen in the bathroom surrounding a bathing, you know, when you think about wet feet, wet floor, soap, shampoo, you know. The bathroom can be a hazardous place, so I'm a big fan of grab bars by the tub or shower or the toilet. And so then I, you know, if people use canes or walkers, of course I encourage them to consistently use them and keep them handy. You don't want your walker across the room. It's not going to really help you much. It needs to be within easy reach. But then there are other factors we look at. People don't realize it, but a lot of these medications that the elderly take, one of the side effects can be lightheadedness and dizziness. So I teach them strategies on how to deal with that. What they really need to do is make sure that they change their position slowly, like you don't really want to jump up and answer the phone or jump up and answer the doorbell. You really need to change your position slowly. And then, you know, we look at, they have the appropriate footwear. I'm a big fan of good supportive footwear. I hate flip-flops. Please, no flip-flops. And they find that these shoes without backs, they're very popular because people can slide in and slide out, but they can be hazardous. So I'm not a big fan of backless shoes. And then their vision plays into it. And, you know, so I look at all a variety of interventions that I can do to try to keep people safer. And then, of course, you know, if they're weak, if their balance is off, then, you know, physical therapy can be really helpful on beefing up their balance and beefing up their strength to try to keep them safe.
It's interesting talking to you because I had surgery 3 years ago where I basically had both my ankles totally rebuilt, and I had all my tendons in my lower portion of my legs and tendons and ligaments in my feet replaced. And it's now 3 years later, and my feet are pain-free. But it's still interesting. I walk with I used to walk with fear. But now it's not fear. It's just understanding the terrain that I'm walking in. And if I've never been to a place before, I really scope it out because I don't want to do any damage that what was repaired over the past 3 years. So do you look for people to, like, when they go places, really look for the area of least resistance to your balance and to your speed and to your feet when you're going someplace?
Yeah, that's an important point, Marshall. I mean, when you have uneven surfaces, it proves to be more of a challenge than, like, in the house where you have level surfaces. So you have to be extra careful, like, on grass, because you never really know if you're going to have a little dip in the grass or there's a rock or whatever, and that can throw you off. So, yeah, uneven ground, you have to really pay attention, and I tell people, you know, if you go out at night, because your vision plays into your balance. So if it's dark and you're on uneven surfaces, then you have to be really cautious. And never mind the ice or snow in the winter, that's a whole other thing.
Well, it's the area in which we live. We're speaking with Joyce Ferrantino, once again, a physical therapist at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. And of course, this time of year, when we think of SVNA, we think of the flu shots,
and
they are available now, and they are available on Wednesdays, at the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, by the way, and other locations, which we are mentioning on the air. But to get back, to fall prevention and rehabilitation therapies, I think probably the message you'd like to get across, Joyce, is that if somebody falls, does do some damage, you do have the rehab abilities at SVNA to really help bring people back to where they were again.
Yes, yes, we do. We have occupational therapy, physical therapy, and we also offer speech therapy. So we have all three therapies available for people. And, yeah, I mean, and the goal, which I usually set up with the patients themselves, is they always say, I want to get back to my independence. I want to be able to get back to the activities that I used to do, in spite of, you know, the fact that they may have had a hip fracture or, in your case, ankle repair or whatever. People want to be get back to their level of independence they had before the trauma. And we can offer all those services to help you do that.
All right. And what telephone number can people call to get more information from you, Joyce?
Right. 860-435-0816.
435-0816, area code 860-435-0816. And for you folks who are computer literate, have a computer at home, you can go to SVNA by going to SalisburyVNA.org. That's SalisburyVNA.org. And find out a full range of services that are offered to our area by SVNA. Joyce, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and it's really important as we head into, like you just said, the autumn into the winter, for people to become really much more aware of their surroundings when they're going to go someplace, walk someplace, and even the changing times at home.
Yes, yes, you're right. I want to thank you very much for allowing me to have this little talk with you. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.